Accession number 19129, Reel 17.
So when they give you all the stuff, do they give you a final handshake and send you on your way?
Yeah.
And that was all, there's all these other blokes in the queues, it was an old world.
Oh, everybody was out on the station with the boxes. These spaves were on, man.
What, trying to buy these suits?
Aye. Spaves. The son of the buggers, man, he used to tear the boxes and used to fill them up, you know, and pack them up again. And these spaves, he knew, maybe just run by the train. The spave would say, give me a fine, mate.
Was anybody that was like a character that I was at, money and I was at?
Oh, I always found them, man.
What did you tell me?
Yeah, they always on the, you know, they just rag and bone men, fellas that used to go around collecting rags and scrap, and there's always two or three of them, with horses and carts. You always had money.
So when you were at York, you got on the train and that was it?
No, I got into the Billy Bar first. I got in with he was a bloody petty officer in the Navy. And I stand the bar. We started drinking together. I was drinking rum. And we had a few pints. And I says, well, I'm off. Got on the train, I got off at Durham. And I come out the station, and there's two pubs down there, you know. Just come out the station down the bank before they put that curtain in.
Yeah.
There's two pubs. I went in one of them. I looked at my watch, says, well, I've got so much weight of the bus, so I went in one of them and I got the bus home. And I just went there. There was a dance on the Friday night way to you. So I got home, had some to eat, and got washed, shaved and everything. And I went up the dance. I never bothered to take my uniform off. I said, I'll leave it on. I'm not demobbed at 12 o'clock at night. I left it on. And that was it.
Did you know you had a job before? Did you have a job
before? Oh, I report the dole office. I went to the dole office on the Monday. Ted Carter, he was about the... Oh, he says, you've got your job back at the council, Tommy. It's because you were called up from there. Anyway, he says, they want any amount of bricklayers, he's in council, I said, no. So I got in touch with them and I started with you. There's a few bungalows there along Quetlaw Road. Mm. I started up there. John Reagan was up there. Peter Wilson, I think.
Must appear better than before the war, or was it?
That's what we had, half a crown an hour. £5.10 shum. Top of the note.
But they slide rationing and all that then, didn't they? They slide rationing and all that, everything was rationed.
Oh, yeah, I was rationing.
Was there a black market, you know, like food?
Why, yeah.
How did that work in Thorny? If you wanted to get like a joint of meat or something.
If you had the money, you got it. Somebody can get it for you. It's the same in Germany, man. We're exactly the same over there. Rackets, that market. Yeah.
Were cigarettes ever rationed over there, Alice?
Hmm?
Were cigarettes ever rationed?
Where?
In England.
Oh, they were bad to get.
Well, you just couldn't get them?
No.
What about, but they used to run out
of them. You see them coming down the street shouting. During the war, cigarettes down the beer shop. People were just way down.
But pubs had run out of beer as well, didn't they?
Right.
How did that work?
Well, did you choose the clothes?
Whatever.
No bed?
Did you run out sometimes when you were in there? When did you
come
and tell you there was none left?
Yeah. Often. But there's always one or two of them, you know, Camerons and different rows, you know, I used to get to know when they were coming. Mm-hmm. And of course, the landlords and that used to say they'd get on Thursday night and get in the bay in, you know, different pools. You'd always get a drink, always somewhere.
What was your father's job? What was he actually doing in his ministry?
Labour relations. He was deputy labour director. The NCB, that's all Durham and all Northumberland, the lot.
So he was like in charge of assigning
workers? He was deputy labour director. You know, they used to go around the quarries and keep them labour relations right. Oh, he had a good job. His boss was Norman Nattles, they called him. And Jerry Milburn was playing with Newcastle at the time. They were going to send him away to work at this colliery somewhere down the Midlands. And he came in there, in the father's office, and he got pulled the string and got him as soon as he could stop in Newcastle.
Was he still working there? Was he have to work as a pitman while he was...
Oh, during the war. Or just after.
What do you remember about nationalisation then when that came in? Because that was 1947.
Right.
Because it's in that Jack Kirk's book. My granddad he gave a big speech in the square when he went on strike. I didn't know much about that, what was going on there. Just before nationalisation and that. Or about the coal owners. And what you call them, Mr. Welsh, you know, all of that lot's coming.
A lot of them didn't want it.
Why was that?
Well, they said they'd be the coal board and the owners were in more of a bloody fight, you know. They thought the coal board would narrow them down sort of thing, which they didn't.
Narrow them down, what do you mean?
Well, they thought they'd have no chance if the coal board took over.
Why?
Well, they'd overrun the reunions and the lot, but they didn't. There's no other way around the bloody...
Can you remember about Weston, dear?
Aye.
Did you play a band
for
that?
I was working down at Hordenhead.
Because there's that photo in that boat that has the band just outside the baths. Were you there at that?
No, I was working at Hordenhead. No. I was working more than 90.
What's that?
Well, it's just a big site. One of the first sites they built down there after the war, 90 houses. It's called Horden 90. That's where I was. On the night as well, the band was playing again on the night.
Were people chuffed then? So when you got back from the army with the band, did you just join Thorny Band? Did you just go back to Thorny?
Oh, no, wouldn't I? Well, they used to have this, this fund going for us, you know. Welcome Home Fund. And, you know the old church hut?
Where?
where they knocked it down, where the fish shop is.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be a hut there, one at the church hall. They had a deal for us in there, ex-POWs. We all had to go in there. And they had this fund, and they'd shared it all out, you know. And we all had to go down one at a time and get our money, what we were entitled to. I got 6-7 quid, which was a fortune. And had a tea laid on and everything, you know. We were all there. Lennox, me.
Who were the other POWs?
Peter Wilson.
Can you tell us, you know, where they were captured, what they were with?
Oh, there was old Kit, he lives away in one of the bungalows. He's crippled. Kit Aswell. He was in the dungeons. He was took prisoner at Dunkirk. He had 5 years. There was a kind of fear. I went home from then. We sorted everybody out, and then the bloke got up. He says, "There's another one here. There's Mr. Tunney, Tom Tunney." Was it? I went down, and I got about 3 quid from the band. You know, this was paid from the band, like. Because I was a member before I went in. I got some more money.
Did you just go back to the band night practicing that? Did you just go back into that routine?
Yeah. Well, we lived in the big house.
Did your dad let you practice in the house?
I used to go upstairs, man. There was an empty room at the back. I didn't remember.
There
was like 4 big bedrooms upstairs. My main area where you used to sleep in one. Leo was sleeping in the other, and our Margaret used to sleep in that one, and this one was empty. It was full of trunks and stuff that our Margaret had brought back, you know, off the ship. It was just full of rubbish. I just used to go up there and practice up there. Nobody could hear us. You could hear us in the wreck, like.
How long did you stay with the only band then?
Oh, yeah. 1954, and then went to Blackburn.
Why did you move? Why was that?
Oh, it was a better band. They started, the practices were bad.
They had that little
little
band practice room just down the back, so
you know,
of course,
didn't
they?
Mm-hmm.
Was that always a practice room, was it
somewhere
else before?
No, that used to be there. They made auxiliary fire station out of that, during the war.
What was it before that then?
It was Temperance Hall. Mm. It's called the Temperance Hall. It used to have bits of dances and teas and things in, you know.
That was a well constructed building as well, you know, it was a nicely constructed building, you know, it was solidly made.
It's the best band I've ever played in that. Let's go down there and meet one. And I'd play 4 notes on the trombone, a chord. I'd play like number 40, mezzo 40 piano. And then listen, you could hear the 4 notes, just needs to die away. Chords, trombone chords, I sit there for hours.
He took me down there once, I remember. When I was little, I'm sure he took me down there once.
Oh, yeah.
I think a bloke let us play, you know, like a big euphonium or something.
Joe Armstrong, he's from down with you.
I went out and don't remember it big, but then it did.
She was one of the head lads in the brass band now. He plays wherever ready. And they have their own group, him and Wilf.
But that shook down before they knocked all the others down, didn't they? Where did they go? Why did they shut that place down? It suddenly got shut down. The hall, the practice room, was shut down.
Oh,
is that just because they were knocking everything down?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know they were down there. Yeah. I think they used to practice down there, the bottom house in the pool. Then they got a house. They got a house. You know Hamley's butcher's shop? Three of Shoes pool. Straight behind that there was a house. Monaghan's used to live in it. He made that into a band room. It's playing there.
Did you ever go to Blackpool with Tony Van?
Yeah. I don't think so. Oh, I've never been there with him. But I started going down Blackpool all about 1950. But I was still a member of Thorny, but I used to go down and have a blow down there to do jobs and that with him. And I joined in 54. I was 68. I went to Horden.
Why'd you go to Horden?
Went the same at Blackpool. He wanted to turn up for practices. So I went there. I was there 7 years. I came back to Thornton.
Why'd you do that?
Well, they were practicing in the welfare. And they had a cunning band.
That was when Kiddo took over again, didn't he? The old band, Kiddo.
No, well, Gordon, his son, he took over. That's when I went back.
And then you left again, though.
Why?
When did you leave again? What year was that?
Why, somebody put something in the paper about Tommy Baldock keeping the band going. He never mentioned Gordon Kiddo, where Gordon took him out the fourth section of it, the second. You know. Never mentioned Gordon, so he took the hook, packed up. It's all trimmed and now. He all took the gear over there.
Why was that?
Well, they were getting no support, eh?
There's fewer people living Thorny now, isn't there? There's fewer people seem to live here. If you look at Whaley Hill seems to be getting bigger and bigger in Thorny Street.
Whaley Hill's more go ahead than Thorny, I think. I mean, all those that lot down the front street, they should have built half of these houses, but they built away, they should have built them down there. Close that lot up again.
Back in the late 40s, like when they were building Peter Lay, would people think about that? When they were building Peter Lay and that, did people think about that? Did people think it was going to be a great...
Hungry Hill, they used to call it.
Why was that?
Well, the rents were very high compared to the council. Of course, they were getting new houses, you see. And,
Did you ever, were you ever tempted to live there?
Peter Lay? No, not really. People, you know, unless they got a job down there. There was a lot went.
Because they had that in the late 50s when they weren't going to build any houses and so on, and they wanted people to live there. Can you remember much about that?
Oh, aye. Farewell Squalor. That's what they called that. Charlie Clark, he was head lad at the council. He's the one that thought about that. He had this bill. Farewell Squalor, they want to make it a new town of it and all this, you know. Why, which they have done, really. It's there, the factories and everything's there.
It was a horrible place to live, though.
Hmm?
But it's a horrible place to live.
Oh,
Did people think this was like squalor? Or think that it was squalor like that?
Well, it was too.
But where?
Where there was bloody houses down the line and up in the seams.
Why?
Why, there's no facilities, there's no bathrooms, anything like that. Just used to have to get one of these tin baths out in the back, filled up with hot water, and there's no one really, you know, run the taps and that. When they go to council house, they go to bathrooms and kitchen ranges in.
But the prefabs were all right.
Oh, aye.
What was School Square like with it?
Why, that day when there was a bath in there. But,
Do you not think they could have did them up? Do you not think they could have did them up?
Well, I don't know. They were concrete houses as well. I think they were, you know, the structure was starting to go, I think. They wanted brick, they were concrete.
When were they built?
I don't know when they were built, but they were supposed to be official houses. They were really did. Because they were a three-bedroom. Where the ones at the back, they were brick, but there was no three bedrooms among them. The porches, the outside drains, you know, they. It's cool, chuck the pails of water down these troughs you should run down outside. The mints, open mints.
So what about when they built these houses when people chuffed to get up here?
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Been ideal with the things had been in the bottom of the bank.
Did nobody suggest, did nobody say that at the time when they started building them up there?
Lots of objections went in about them. But, there's a lot of people objecting. But those corios, serious.
What, you mean the ones by there? Well, the Noddies used to live down in that area, that bit.
Noddies?
They used to live down just near the railway tavern, those streets.
Aye, them. Savies. Chapel Street. Pine Street. Wood Street. Henry Street. East Street. It was right down near the bridge.
Oh, that's still there. There's only one house in it now. Yeah. Was that house part of it, or was it?
Oh,
that house was one of them. Was that, looks like that doesn't look like a bad house. Is it still on its own?
That would be built on. I don't know whether that was built first or the old street. They used to be like white, like bungalows. Painted white. It's a for sale, been a for sale for a couple of years. I don't know where Matty Race has gone. He used to live in there. He must have gone into one of these restaurants. Unless he's dead, I don't know.
What about the Hippodrome? When you remember going to there after the war?
It's
still gone. Because that shut in 1959, didn't it? That was like that.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
It's in that boat, which was in 1959.
But
was it looking worn out? Was it like all rat infested?
It was way high. It was a mess.
Why was that? Because it was only built.
Why didn't they want to get the money? They wanted to.
Was that because of television?
That knocked it all together. You know, he's come in and said, I let him look down at the pictures. You know, he was taking all the rolls and that off, getting washed and that. Then we used to bother getting dressed, putting the soap and that on. It's just a little drop down the pitches. Put the night in, you know, like Joe in the wake.
What, you wouldn't bother to check what was on, you'd just go?
Well, I always knew what was on. I was just always travelling past, you know, going to work and that. You saw something on, you fancied, you know, I'll have a look down here the night. I never used to bother getting dressed. Well, I was here washing that.
How many hours did you go to the pitches in a week then?
Oh, so often.
3 or 4 times.
No, not after the war. Yeah. Before the war, I used to go. Used to go around the lot. Ritz. Mine as well. You know, I used to pick them out what I wanted to say.
Did you ever go to Durham and Hartlepool and some places like that? Yeah. The
I used to go to that one on North Road. That's where the organ used to come.
Well, that one in New Durham, that must have been a picture house one night, was it? A bingo hall.
Oh, aye. Right. Well, they were all built about the same time. You know, the early 30s and that. Just before the war. There was a glut of them. They were building them all over. Regal went up. The Ritz.
Which is the one at Wakey Hill near the Stone? What was that called? It was the Regal.
Regal.
No, that's the Ritz. It was up there.
It's on the...
So they would get full houses in the 30s. Everybody.
There's a good pitcher on, yeah. It's cool.
Did you ever play at the pitches with the band and that?
No. No. I played in there. Overshotting in them pitches.
Which one was that?
It's the only band. Well, there's the top. I was the top one, top gap, and the bottom gap. It's called them. The top gaff, you know where the monument is, the soldier.
Oh,
aye. Well, straight opposite that. Mm. That was the gaff. There was a pub there as well. And the other one was down the road, where the Comrades Club is. There was one there. It was the bottom gaff. Where's again the night? Oh, I was getting the gaff. But they used to say, which one? I was getting the Regal.
Which was the most popular one then? Which was the best inside?
Well, the Regal was the newest. But, in the Ritz. But they did the Royal View. You know.
Yeah, it was the Palace, wasn't it?
It used to be the Palace. Then there's another one down Patton Street, mine as well.
Was that a proper cinema or was it just a...
Well, small, is there? There's pillars up behind the pillar, you could see.
Did they ever have like the live piano on that? Or was it,
oh, they'd have somebody playing the piano. Same film, the way it is, piano going. A little orchestra, trumpet.
Was there any trouble at the pitches?
Oh, was it? Well, it's the seats and things like
that. Throwing fruit.
Throwing bloody fruit. You sit upstairs.
Oh, you throw things from upstairs. Ah, they used to do that.
Yellow. Yeah. We want to set the night. Hippodrome just come from Castleford all over. Weren't near on that chain bay bus. I've seen the queue from the Hippodrome down the garage. waiting for the first dose coming out, you know.
Can you remember that when it was a variety hall and it was an office?
Oh, right. Yeah, turns, you used to get them, right? You used to get the turns, what you call them, the turns. Aye, aye. Martin Paredes.
Who was that?
Strong man. Obviously, you know these old mangles. You sleep too. You had all sorts of turns on.